Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. I had to hurry at the end of yesterday's broadcast. Always remember, go to the radio menu page on the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You will see every title. You will see them in order, and by the time you click five of them, you will have a mini MINI message. And that radio menu page gets a lot of traffic, and I'm thrilled. Partners who give to that, you just can't imagine, you know, how you're helping others be able to, with the click, go to a radio menu page and hear a message. And we do have it in podcast availability. You can download it. But also go to the website, register for the Christmas luncheon, December 13th. And if we've been a blessing to you, November is Partner Month. Please go and check us out. Just click on the partnership menu button on the website. We would be honored. Many plans to expand, and we need your help. And I believe God intends it to be that way. But we began with, why sometimes are we asking and we're seeking and we're knocking and we still aren't getting our seeming answer that we believe God, critical, we believe God placed on our hearts to ask for? Well, number one, I've got three reasons. Number one, your persistence in prayer reveals a lot about you and a lot about your passion. In other words, do you really want this thing? Is it really important enough that you continue to ask, seek, knock, and find? Remember in the Greek, the verb tense of our text in Matthew, this is very important, my brethren. The verb tense is to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, and you will find. It is a continual verb. Not just after 3 weeks I knocked, didn't get any answers. Persistence in prayer reveals your passion. If it's something you're really not going to aspire to anyway, it'll fall by the wayside. This is one of the reasons why God allows persistence in prayer. I'm serious. The flesh, my friend, gets antsy. God's voice versus the flesh voice. The flesh gets antsy. It gives up quickly. And I don't want to mess with it anyway. The spirit, the inner man, where the spirit of God lives. Oh, it's so willing to build the muscles, lay the groundwork, and go the distance. So one reason why you're being called to be persistent, it's revealing whether this is a real deal thing for you or not. And if it's from God, it'll keep coming around. Have you ever walked through a store and something caught your eye and you thought, ooh, I want that? And in a month you were ready to just, well, would have been nice. That's not persistence, my friend, and that's not passion. Persistence in prayer will reveal if this is, man, this is something I'm to have for the kingdom of God. More tomorrow on A Future in Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.